It's time for a little known black history fact, brought to you by the Bold 2015 Camry. One bold choice leads to another. Toyota, let's go places. As Juneteenth approaches, most people know Emancipation Day for its freeing of slaves in Galveston, Texas, and across the South 150 years ago. An event in New York City also brought blacks together with abolitionist Frederick Douglass, eulogizing recently slain President Abraham Lincoln and referring to him as the black man's president. Mm. The event was held at the City Council Hall. As noted by St. Joseph's College professor Theodore Ham, the speech took place on June 1st, weeks after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. An April Lincoln processional held in New York was forbidden to blacks by the council. That angered Frederick Douglass and other leaders who supported the president. You couldn't have a memorial.
No, not for black people.
But this was Abraham Lincoln. So Frederick Douglass was critical of Abraham Lincoln for various reasons, but vouched for the fallen leader after meeting with him. Frederick Douglass showered Lincoln with praise in the eulogy, yet stated that Lincoln promoted white people's interests first. And you can learn more about Frederick Douglass and Lincoln Eulogy on blackamericaweb.com.